Let's find out the latest with Payne Haas and a few other things as well from Andy Raymond from the Andy Raymond Unfiltered Podcast. Good morning, mate.
It's a giant pain in the Haas, isn't it?
Oh, you've been working on that all day?
Yeah, all night. I was up until about 3 a.m. trying to get that one out. But I had to get it out early. But how true is it? I mean, this is absolute bizarro world. I mean, when this news broke 18 hours ago, even guys that have been in the industry, the media industry, the rugby league industry, day in, day out for 30 years, were scratching their head. To me, what this comes down to is two options. Is it about an extra little bit of money now? Great, if it is. Hmm. Or do you want your character blemished or questioned in the history books, which never gets deleted? Hmm. Payne, choose your option carefully, mate. You can be one of the greats. You really can. You're a fine young player. You're a young bloke that's had a few issues off the field. In rugby league, we forgive and we forget. If you take the money now, good on you. You'll be able to get a better lounge and another unit in 5 years' time. But you'll be looked at with a side eye from the rugby league community and rugby league fans, because rugby league fans, mate, they're like myself, soul of the earth, and they don't tolerate this BS, and that is exactly what it's like. And for a young bloke like this to do what he has done and said what he has said, not only is it disrespectful, it shows, I think, an arrogance and no care, no respect towards a contract.
So, I mean, I understand why players will leave at the end of their contract to play for another club or whatever it may be, but to break a contract,
absolutely.
To break a contract and then have the audacity, like, the club turns around and says, nah, we're going to keep you here. How can he look his teammates in the eye and say, sorry, guys?
That's the one, that that then creates the issue. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened in rugby league history. The biggest issue we'll probably never know about, but the biggest issue will be tonight when he walks in to the dressing room and he's got to front Pat Carrigan and Adam Reynolds and Kurt Capewell and Selwyn Cobbo, and then he's got to front and shake the hand of the coaching staff, the Alan Langers, the Steve Walters, the Kevin Walters, John Cartwright, Terry Madison, guys that have done something in the game, something significant in the game. But he's got to look them in the eye and say, I'm on tonight, I'm ready, and I'm doing this for the jersey. Old saying, it's not about the name on the back of the jersey, it's about the logo on the front of the jersey. Mm. Well, is Payne going to play for that logo on the front?
I guess we'll find out. So let's turn our attention to the games then. Panthers and the Cowboys. This is going to be a cracker, is it? First versus third.
Yeah, should be an absolute beauty in Sydney's West. Two significant outs for the Cowboys following last week's win against the Storm. Both knee injuries, Kyle Felt, Jason Taumalolo. There's been a bit of a reshuffle in the forward pack with Cohen Hess going back to lock. I'm expecting a couple of late changes with the Cowboys and perhaps the way they'll take the field. Wouldn't surprise me to see Keelum Lukey perhaps start this one. Maybe even a Jermaine Tanua-Brown as a bolter as well, just to try and take some of the sting out of the Panthers. Big pack, fast pack, physical pack. They've got the Cowboys at the right time without Kyle and without Jason. This is going to be an absolute beauty. First, third. I'm looking forward to it.
Go on, put your tipping cap on.
Oh, look, I think logic says the Panthers. Yeah. I would have loved to have seen this against a confident and full-strength Cowboys, as it is. And because it's at home, I've got to say the Panthers.
Well, let's turn our attention to the other one. Andy Raymond from the Andy Raymond Unfiltered Podcast joins us. The Broncos and the Titans.
Wow, this could be decided 2 hours before kickoff when Payne Haas walks into the dressing room, as we're just talking about.
Yep.
How do other blokes react to this? We don't know, and there's going to be different reactions. Some of them are going to say, good on you, brother, I'll back you, whatever you want. You do what's right for your family. And some are going to call him names and want nothing to do with him. Really interesting, really interesting. On paper, the Broncos win this and convincingly. Rugby league games aren't contested on paper. So
wish they were.
Nothing. yeah, that's right. David Fifita back for the Cowboys. So that in itself is interesting. Don't forget Payne Haas and Tino Fasua Malawi have still got unfinished business. And if I was Captain Tino, I would have some of the best sledges ready for Payne tonight.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? I can see the Broncos winning, but as you say, it depends on whether Haas turns up as well. And your side, Andy, the Parramatta Eels take on the Raiders in the last game for round 12.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Never confident when Parramatta play, and then that's just history talking. They defeat sides they shouldn't beat, and they get beaten by sides that they shouldn't be beaten by. So every week's quite a journey when you're an Eels fan, Dan.
Well, it should be a good game against the Raiders. I mean, it's going to be Sunday afternoon in Canberra. I think it's in Canberra. Yeah, it would be in Canberra because I know the Raiders have been on the road. So it's going to be cool down there. So it'll be interesting to see how Parramatta go with that. Now, who's on the podcast this week?
Yeah, I had Matty Guy on the Legend Series this week. Terrific story, really terrific story about a guy that played four different positions in four different grand finals. That is an amazing statistic to be retired with. On the Weekly Wodge, which is just released this morning, we got Jake Turpin, Sam Verrills, Kenny Edwards in the performance of his career, Will Hopewadi, Max Krillich, the Sheeranum brothers, Ray Price and Cody Walker. He's let the guard down, one of the funniest interviews I've ever done, actually. We're talking about Angry Cody and the fact when he gets on the field, he just wants to fight everyone. So that's on Andy Raymond Unfiltered. There's 13 interviews in the one episode, and it's available wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Andy Raymond from the Andy Raymond Unfiltered podcast. Really do appreciate your time.
See you guys. Have a good weekend, everyone. No, change that. Have a great weekend.